Radio Lancashire.
7:22. Now, here's a lovely story of people helping out. West End Morecambe. It's a community partnership that works to improve the local area. And they've allocated £27,000 of funding, which they get from the National Lottery, to pay for 110 laptops for primary school children in the area. Now, they're currently on order and should arrive in the next few weeks. Chris Price is the chair and joins us this morning. Chris, good morning.
Oh, hi there.
Good morning to you. This should make a real difference in the community, shouldn't it?
It should, yeah. The what we're about is not filling in holes, but actually making, you know, real differences to the community in the West End. Yeah.
Tell us about the work that you do more widely in the West End of Morecambe.
We've been allocated £1 million to spend over 10 years. And our aim is really to make the lot of the people in the West End better, and to leave a legacy at the end of the 10 years. So we're funding projects that make a real difference and hopefully a permanent difference.
Well, these laptops, 110 laptops, will make a massive contribution. Let's just hear how massive they will be. Alison Hickson is head teacher at Sandylands Primary School and is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Graham.
How much of a difference will this make?
It'll make a wonderful difference to the children. I mean, just having access to things like weekly Zooms and having access to digital opportunities for the children, it will, rather than just doing pencil and paper, because we do use a lot of digital devices in school anyway.
Yeah.
So obviously, to families as well, who are really trying their best to educate their children at home, they can access learning on their own.
Have you noticed a big problem with families maybe working off one mobile phone? You know, it's hard for them if they're working from home, or if they've not got the kit, it's hard for their child to get involved with online stuff.
Well, it is, but it's working families as well, Graham, because there's a lot of families having to work at home and there might just be one device in the house. So it's really hard for them to do their work for the day and provide digital devices for their children's learning.
How much are you looking forward to having the children back in the classroom once it's deemed safe?
I think that goes without saying, doesn't it, Graham? It'll be wonderful seeing all the children. But like I said, we're having weekly Zooms at the moment, so we're trying to connect with them on a weekly basis. But the thought of having all the children back in a real world would be brilliant.
So are you doing kind of a lot of online learning? You talk about a weekly Zoom. Is that like a weekly assembly to get them all together?
It's not just assembly. The teachers meet with the children. We've just started that, actually. And it was just great to see the faces. And we do provide the opportunity to talk about the home learning, but just to check in with them. Because it's really hard for children at the moment. They can't go out to play. They're in the house. And it's a real challenge for parents as well. Anybody who's home working or home learning, you know, it's got its challenges. So just having those devices, what a difference it'll make.
Alison, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Alison Hickson from Sandylands Primary School and Chris Price from West End Morecambe. They've got £1 million to spend over the next few years in the West End of Morecambe. And 27,000 of that is going on 110 laptops, which are going to benefit local schools in the area, which is lovely.